Dreamscape presents Small Plates by Catherine Hall Page, narrated by Tanya Eby. One cannot think well, love well, sleep well, if one has not dined well. Virginia Woolf, A Room of One's Own. Introduction. Not that the story need be long, but it will take a long while to make it short, Henry David Thoreau observed to a friend. Edgar Allan Poe, a master of the form, wrote, "A short story must have a single mood, and every sentence must build towards it." Taken together, these are a fine summation of the challenge posed by short story writing, that paring down process, the examination of each word essential for a satisfactory result. Cheever, O'Connor, Fitzgerald, Carver, Welty, Salinger, Saki, Cather, Joyce, to name a very few favorites I discovered early and have reread often. From time to time, I have published short stories myself, journeying away from my mystery series featuring inquisitive amateur sleuth, Faith Sibley Fairchild, a wife, mother, and caterer who is prone to stumbling across dead bodies. I find the short stories more difficult to write than the novels, hard as they are. I like to go back to that small 1939 gem, Writing is Work, by Mary Roberts Reinhardt, to commiserate. Yet I have written a number of short stories, and this volume is a collection of some of them, as well as a few...